weddings, private or corporate rentals, and much more. Call 727-551-3102 for more information. That's 727-551-3102. Sunken Gardens, 1825 4th Street North, right in the heart of Old Northeast St. Petersburg. Call 727-551-3102.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Another one in the books there, Ed. So what are you thinking of that, Ed?
I'm going to turn your mic off.
You know, like at the end of the show, they say another one in the books?
Yep.
We say it in the beginning. We're in like a parallel universe here, right? Ed really likes me now. See, Ed didn't like me years ago.
So you had to grow now on he showers daily.
Now in this universe, he likes me. See? That's why everything's different in this universe. No, really, we didn't get along for a while.
Really?
It was really weird. And now we're like best of friends. So, you ever have that with somebody? Like
you grew on them.
You grow on them. Did I grow on you, Ed?
Like a fungus, Brian.
There you go. It really was. It was like really weird. He would look at me and snarl.
Get out. I wasn't that bad.
Okay, maybe not. Anyhow, we got, I'd like to say something about Caesars. You know who when I think of Caesar, because I'm a kid, who do you think I think of first?
I'm guessing Little Caesars.
No. Take another guess. Seriously, as a child, my favorite.
You're talking like a Julius Caesar or
no, what? Planet of the Apes.
Oh, thanks. I didn't think I was that ugly.
There you go. But you know what I mean? As a kid, I was infatuated with Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I loved it too.
And also Lost in Space. Okay, yeah. So I had the little robot thing, and I had all the characters for Planet of the Apes. And Caesar was like the king. He was in all the movies, you know, who he actually really is, and they betray him this way, is, I know it's an ape, don't get me wrong.
But he was the leader.
See, my reality is enough. Actually, he was the leader.
He was the leader.
And then Caesar, who stabbed Caesar? Brutus?
Yeah.
Right? And then they stab him in the Senate, right?
Yep.
Right. So then, I think he was stabbed in the back. Is that where stabbed in the back comes from?
Probably, I don't know, but I believe so.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Let's go with it. Works for me.
Hey, who wants to look up where stabbed in the back came from? Anyhow, Tammy's out there. She's on the phone. Well, Jim's here. He does health insurance, life insurance. Okay, so what is your mission statement? Okay, first, okay, let's go back. I always like to ask this. How did you come up with the name Caesars?
So Caesar is my last name, me and my wife's last name. It's Tim and Angela Caesar. And when we pondered on whether to keep the restaurant we took over the same name or not, and when we decided to go with another name, Caesars was what naturally popped up. So it's our last name. It's my family name.
Well, there you go. And it's a good name, too. It's a powerful name, as names go. Roosevelt would be a powerful name. The Kennedys would be a powerful name. I mean, as a power name goes. And I would think Caesars would be a powerful name.
Yep.
Because in Rome, wasn't he the most powerful man of all time?
Absolutely.
What was his position there? What was that called?
Julius Caesar, that's a good question.
What is the leader of Rome called? What was he called? Actually, they call it Caesar, right? What they call it, they named it after him, what the leader is. He was so powerful that they named it, you are Caesar. Is that correct? I don't know. But I know, like, in Egypt, it was the Pharaoh.
Right.
here in this radio station at this time, I am Caesar.
It's the cash.
You are just mere servants, okay, at my beck and call, okay? And Jim out there, you're a servant too, to me, my servants. I would like some grapes. Ed, can you bring me in some grapes, please?
Nobody can shut your mic off.
Okay, so did I go too far there? And here comes one of my wenches.
Oh.
Uh-oh. That's not going to go well.
I heard you. That's why I came in here.
No, imagine being like such an old ruler like Caesar was. Like, just imagine, like, off with his head.
I don't think Caesar said that, but it's okay.
I'm pretty sure he did. No, could you imagine being that powerful that anything you said, you just, cause that's, what is it, ultimate power corrupts, right?
Corrupts, right. Yes.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is just real quick talk about a good friend of mine. There's actually a cough button, but I always forget to use it. Anyhow, the Lucky Dill, it's the standard, it's a sandwich that ate Brooklyn. And I always think of the gold standard for a restaurant. Are you familiar with the Lucky Dill?
Yep, I'm very familiar with them.
Okay, and they've been a big contributor to the radio show and also to the coupon book, of course, because they're on the cover. So, right, that would go without saying. And I'd like to thank Jason and his mom, Kim. They've opened up multiple locations and. There's someone like the Midas Touch. Yeah, what is that, the Midas Touch? Where'd that come from, too? All these questions I'm asking. Hopefully I have a... But that's where the Midas Touch is. Whatever Midas Touch turned to gold, is that was the how the fable
that
goes?
That was the story, yeah. He touched things and they all went to gold.
Right.
For a while.
Well, Jason's the Midas of restaurants. He's got the Midas Touch. And everything he touches... like, he had a restaurant in Tarpon Springs called the Tap House, right? And it was the most successful restaurant in Tarpon Springs. And then he has the Lucky Dill. The Lucky Dill is the most successful restaurant in Palm Harbor. He's the Midas Touch of restaurants. And he does a really great job. And he should be very proud. If he was my son, I'd be very proud of him. Right? Because he's not that old, really. He's like, I think he's in his 30s.
Young looking guy.
Yeah, I think he's in his, I would say he's in his 30s. And so I'm really proud to know him and to be associated with him. That's the Lucky Dill, the sandwich that ate Brooklyn. And I think because when you give value, service, and you can trust someone, I think those three qualities, he gives value, they're trustworthy, and they also give good service. Because all their vendors that they do business with get paid. So there's where the trustworthiness comes in. And so that's the Lucky Dill, the sandwich that ate Brooklyn. They're in Palm Harbor. But then there's this new restaurant coming into town, okay? It's called Caesar's. What do you think of that?
Powerful name, like you said.
Yeah. So tell us what you would like to accomplish with Caesar's. Living... That brick oven.
Loving. Loving the brick oven. Loving, whatever it takes.
Loving that brick oven. Okay, so tell us, what's going on with Caesar's? What's your goal and what's your mission?
So when we bought out this restaurant, it was not doing as good as it could have been doing. We saw a lot of potential in the restaurant itself, the place itself, the menu itself. But it needed some tweaking and tuning. And so we kind of rolled the dice. We bought it out. The restaurant's formally are going to be formally called the Galley. We're getting our name change or our signs changed in about a week and a half. And so we'll no longer be known as the Galley, but I still have some of the great staff and chefs from the Galley. One of my chefs has been on in the Galley restaurants for 9 years, And over the years, some of the food quality has gone up and down because, you know, sometimes when things aren't doing so good, there's corners that get cut on food quality and whatnot. And so we're slowly fixing that, and we're adding new menu items to the menu. So we're keeping their signature medium crust northern style pan pizza cooked in the brick oven, and then they brick it at the last minute. But we're also adding a thin crust right on the brick oven cooked pizza, which we added this week. Last week we added a whole host of new wraps with a whole host of different tortillas. Added a French dip that's was an instant hit. I mean, literally day one, which was everybody seems to love. but I have told the staff that I have, which is a great staff that I took over, I have four pillars that's going to make or break us. It's the quality of the food, which I think we're mostly there. We got to tweak and tune. We changed, like, for example, the meatballs were, you know, a lesser grade that I liked, and so we swapped it out almost immediately. Number two is the consistency of the food, where it's true to my heart that, you know, it's a pet peeve of mine. So we're working on consistency, food consistency, timers over fryers, stuff like that. That's number two pillar.
Go back to that. Okay.
Okay.
So one, we got, what was one?
Number one is the quality of the food.
Quality.
The consistency of the food is number two.
Okay. What is timers over? Let me ask John. Wait, before you answer.
Sure.
I'm going to test you. All right. What does timers over fryers mean? Well, I don't know.
Well, that means you get the same amount of crispiness with your fries or whatever you
Frying. And you got, you know, six, eight things that you're frying. You don't want one cook to cook it for 3 minutes and another one for 4 minutes, because 30 seconds in a fryer is night and day. Right?
So that timers over fryer goes with consistency.
Absolutely. And we're introducing processes and procedures and recipe books just to make sure that it doesn't matter who's in that kitchen. It's going to come out the same way each time.
So the first thing, we're going to go for the first two. It's quality, right? That's important.
Food quality.
Quality. And then quality and then consistency. And timers over fryers means that...
That's part of it.
That's part of it. Similar to, I'm not comparing you to McDonald's.
But it is.
But, like, you know, you want to know when you go into a McDonald's that you get the same thing in California that you
that's
do.
That's absolutely correct.
And consistency.
It's consistency. And that's exactly...
People need to know that.
Even though that we're a family-run business and we have a nice family atmosphere, we're kid-friendly. I'm getting outdoor seating, so we'll be outdoor and doggy-friendly soon. But the consistency is near and dear to what I want to bring into this, right? Because if you have a consistent product all the time, and then if somebody doesn't like something in general, then you might have a quality problem that you can control. So you have to know that it's cooked the same way, and especially when we make our own recipes, because we make our own pizza dough, we make our own marinara, we make our own pizza sauce, we make our own potato salad for our Greek salads. When you have recipes that you make on a daily basis, you also got to make sure you don't have one chef that's just really great at it. You want to make sure that you have procedures in place where everybody who goes back there in the kitchen is trained properly and has the documentation that they need in order to do the same.
Okay, so, and then who watches over that?
So I have taken one chef in the kitchen that's been there for 9 years, and I made her my kitchen manager. And so I am working with her to bring in some of my background as Six Sigma quality in the corporate world. So what I'm going to do is I've been working with her on recipe books, checklists, you know, simple stuff. Like when we open up, here's a checklist. When we close down, here's a checklist. Things that I don't normally see in the restaurant world, but in the corporate world where I came from, it's key
standard.
To keeping quality to a standard. And there's an old saying that, you know, if you want to improve a product, you have to really know where your baseline is. So if you don't know where your baseline is, you don't know what you're improving on. You're just throwing something on the wall and hoping it sticks. And so in order to know where you're at, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you have to be able to know where you are.
And that's what I do. I had an Italian restaurant. It's funny you say that. And what I told my chefs to do is throw the spaghetti on the wall.
And see what sticks.
And when it sticks, that's how I knew it was done. And we would scrape it off and put it on the plate. No, really. That's something to that.
The health department must have loved you.
Is it true that when spaghetti sticks on the wall, it's done?
Not in my restaurant.
You know what the name of my restaurant was? Stickers. Okay, so we got the first two, which is...
quality and consistency.
Okay, so now we're going to wait. We're going to get Nick in. We're going to have 3 and 4. Nick?
Hey, hello, Brian. How are you?
We got the new restaurant that just opened up right by your shop there.
I missed the name of it.
Okay, you want to make $50?
Wait.
I'll give you one clue.
Okay.
And if you get it right, you get a $50 gift certificate.
Don't ask me the name of the restaurant.
I'm going to give you a clue.
Oh, okay.
I can either go with, you want two clues or one?
I need six.
All right. Ed, help me. What clue should I give him? We'll play that game. Like, remember that game, $10,000 Pyramid?
It's up to 10,000 rather than 50? Huh?
How about this? Okay, I'll try it. That's the word I was thinking of. I already got it. Emperor of Rome.
Emperor of Rome. Emperor of... It's the Romanian Italian restaurant.
No. Oh. Second clue. Planet of the Apes.
Who? Planet of the Apes?
Who's the most famous emperor of Rome?
Yeah.
And who led... Who was the leader in the Planet of the Apes?
Nero?
Oh, Caesar. You're not a Planet of the Apes person, huh?
No, I guess not.
Yeah, Caesar led the apes, man. Come on.
Okay, Caesar's Pizza.
Caesar's. Say the name.
Caesar's Sports Pub and Pizzeria.
Where is it?
So you probably won't see the signs yet because they don't come in until at least next week.
Okay.
But it's on Main Street right across from the Ace Hardware. It's the Old Galley Restaurant, and we're still operating under the Galley name.
Okay.
You know
what? Exactly where you are.
Ed said to use a rhyme. I was just thinking of a rhyme. You know what? If I would have said pleasers, it rhymes with pleaser. No.
Yeah. Hey, that could be a special on the menu.
What's that?
Caesar's pleasers.
All right. I want to trademark that.
No. An appetizer could be a teaser.
And there it can be go. A teaser. You get a Caesar's pleasers appetizer that is a teaser.
No, that'd be the waitress.
Ed, we going too far with that? Ed, you're talking too much, okay? It's just like you got to slow down on your talking, okay?
I'm lining up spots.
Okay, you're going to be paid by the words then. Okay, your new paycheck. Okay. Oh, wait, maybe in my parallel universe, do you still like me?
Yes, everything's fine, Brian.
Okay. Oh. We're in a parallel universe right now. Okay, did you know that?
If you're asking me, I don't know. I didn't even know Caesar's Pleasers. Okay. Caesar's Pizza.
Anyhow, he's got some good stuff. He's a corporate guy.
Uh-huh.
And corporate guys are different than normal folks, just to be real with you. Really?
Well, Christie's there at Fantastic Sam's.
Oh, who cares?
2134 ain't no corporate person.
Yeah, Fantastic Sam's. And that's a corporate type deal, too.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I found out with corporate people? You know what I found out? One of the common character traits of corporate people, right?
What's that? Well,
they're organized. They have checklists. You know, to be right? Could you make a corporate guy there, Nick?
Me? My son is, but I am not a corporate.
What does your son do? What does he?
He sells drugs.
Okay, good. That's good. He's a good man.
No, he really is. He does.
I know he works at a pharmacy, right?
No, he's a mucky muck with a place called AstraZeneca.
Big. As
a matter of fact, he
That's
takes
corporate.
Care of
big time.
Big time, big time.
Yeah. So what is it? Like you got to do you punch in at corporate?
No.
How does that work at corporate? Tell me. Explain corporate life to us.
Oh, God. Corporate life.
Is it politics, too?
Oh, it's a ton of politics, and it depends on which company.
It's not the highest quality guy that gets the promotion. It's the guy that sometimes they like the most.
A lot of times, sure.
I think so. Right. Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Right?
But so, that's kind of like everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think people buy emotionally and then defend the sale with logic. In other words, if they like someone, they'll defend it. But then if they don't like someone, they'll find the reason not to do business with them.
It has nothing to do with
what's in the best interest of the business sometimes. Sometimes it's, do they really like the person?
Well, did you read or hear about the guy that came out with a real good drug, and he's had the company a while, and it was like $15 for a pill, and it's a very important pill, and he raised the price to $700 a pill. Swear.
Wow. How can he get away with that? A guy did this? Or a corporation?
Well, he is the corporation, basically. He owns the corporation. Or
really? What is it, a patent on the pill?
Most likely.
No. I think he and his researchers developed the pill, and he just thought it'd be a good idea to make all that money. He's since been slapped a couple times on the wrist.
Yeah, that's called, well, what about the guy, too? There was a guy I was watching Greed on CNNBC. Believe it or not, he was taking a cancer drug and dividing it in half and putting water in it.
Wow.
Who would do that? I mean, who could do that?
It's called American Greed.
Yeah, American Greed. And that's corporate world, and this is a corporation that did this. Like, he was part of a corporation. What was the newest thing with Volkswagen?
They were cheating on the emissions. Yeah,
this is a corporation.
Yep.
Oh, we have another corporate guy here. Oh, look, if he can walk, he had a drink or two. Yeah, you belong to a corporation too. I got all corporate guys here. This is something. Ed, did you ever belong to a corporation?
Did I what?
Did you ever work for a corporation?
Well, yeah, Clear Channel. That's corporate.
Yeah, that's big time. Yeah. John, have you ever worked for a corporation?
Couple, yes.
Have you, Nick?
No, I always worked for the independent operator of local corporations. For many years, I was in the automobile business and operated car dealerships.
Okay.
So, I guess not, really.
What's the difference between Caesars, right, sports bar, right, in the corporation, like, what do you see different from how you're running it? Are you running it like a corporation?
No. So what I'm doing is I'm adding controls and processes to help us be better at what we do. But I truly have this. I want this to be a family atmosphere. We're kid friendly. We're gonna have outdoor seating to be dog friendly, but. The people that work there, I got some great servers, and that's my third pillar, great service.
Wait. Oh, wow, we got to go back to three as I'm eating Caesar's pizza. You know, I did that once, too. I had a question. I listened to my show, and I think someone had 5 points, and we only got three of them done. And I realized that after I listened to the show. So I had the person come back, and we did the other 2 points. So now we're on, okay, let's go back to one.
Mm-hmm. Quality of food.
Two.
Consistency of food.
And three?
Three is the quality of the service.
Oh, back to service.
Yep.
Quality service. So, quality product, yep. Consistency, quality service.
Service, that's three.
Okay.
I got one for you, Brian.
Wait, we're, okay.
Okay, service is the key right here. Everybody asks us, who is Sam's in Fantastic Sam's? There is no Sam. Sam's is service and more service.
Silence is not good.
Okay, so we're on three right now, right?
Right.
We got three. Service, quality, consistency. That's three pillars, right? We're not going to tell you what the fourth one is. So he can come back next week and tell you. I'm only kidding.
There you go.
I'm going to ask you guys this question. You only get to pick two. You ready? Ed, you're going to participate? You only get to pick two. I'm going to give you three options, and you get to pick two. And it's going to tell me who you are as a person, which two you pick. They found this is the defining question to define someone's personality. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go for it.
Say ready.
I'm ready.
You ready, Ed?
Go ahead.
Quality, service, or price? Now, you can only pick two of the three.
Whoa.
Which do you go with?
Quality and service.
I agree.
Agreed.
Quality and service.
You're right. Do you know why? If you do choose those two, right, that means you're loyal. That means I'll ask people that question sometimes when I feel I sense someone saying, like the lady at a florist shop, I'm not going to tell you the name. She goes, oh, she goes, my friend gave me this price, but if you can beat this price, I'll do business with you.
No.
And I said, she said, my friend, right? Right. And right away, I knew she wasn't loyal.
Right.
If I can beat his price, I said, and you know what I said to her? I kid you not. I mean, I wasn't mean or nothing. But I said, no, I can't beat his price. And I think you should do business with your friend. Why would I beat your friend's price so you can do business with me?
Yeah.
So that just told me that she wasn't loyal, right? So that means the next person that comes around, what would she say to them? If you can beat his price, I would you just, right? Yeah. There is something to loyalty, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right? I agree.
Right. Right. So that's, okay, here's another question. This is a corporate question. You come into the house. You ready, Ed? It's a snowstorm outside, but just so you know, so you have a jacket on. When you walk in the house, do you hang up the jacket or do you say, hello, honey, I'm home?
Whoa.
You say I'm home and then she can yell at you to hang up the jacket.
No, it tells you a little bit how you answer this question, what type of personality you have. These are questions that corporations, don't they have like a test that they can tell what type of individual someone is?
Oh, yeah. There's 17 defined personality types.
Right.
And when you're in, you know, when you're in corporate management, like as I was, you have to kind of learn what those, you know, you have to learn how to manage those behaviors. So you have to understand the different personality types. So, yeah.
Right. So what do you do, Nick? You hang up your jacket or do you say, honey, I'm home?
No, I'm a little different there, Brian. I usually keep my coat on and say, baby, what's for dinner?
There you go.
I don't know what personality that is, but...
No, if you're selfish, right, they say one of the selfish traits would be... There's like 10 questions. This is just one of the 10 I remember. If you're a selfish individual, you would hang up the jacket first. But if you cared for someone, like you don't want to know there's an intruder in the house and you're thinking of someone else's interest first besides the jacket and taking care of yourself, you're thinking of someone else. So your selfishness is the root of all your problems, right? Generally, people that are selfish generally have problems in life, and they're miserable people. And when you think of others first, right, and you stop thinking about what you want and start thinking about what other people want, you actually have a happier life, and you actually make more money. That's the paradox. It's like, what's your purpose in life? You know, and the best way to find out what your purpose in life is what would be written on your tombstone. Give me an example of it's ongoing. There's a difference between a goal and a purpose. A goal has a beginning and an end. You had a goal to make those menus. You made them. It's over. So it's a beginning and an end. A purpose is ongoing, right? That's what's your purpose in life? And what could be written on your tombstone could be that. You could say that here is a man that helped others achieve their goals, so then he in turn achieved his goals. And that's a good purpose to live by, right? Yep. And made more money and had fun. And you tend to have more time to relax and have leisure time when you think of others first. Because then things come your way, the blessings, the parallel universe, so to speak. To keep it, you got to give it away. That's the paradox. And in spirituality, that would be, say, God, right? If I want to turn you on to God and turn you on to God and give you God's word, there's a better chance than I have a chance of keeping it because I'm trying to give it away. So to keep it, you got to give it away. In the corporate world, sometimes I think it comes down to a little bit different than that. It comes down to, you know, my shareholders, what's the bottom line? Oh, yeah. And they cut back sometimes on help. And they think by cutting back, that gives them profit. But in the long term, they actually lose. Because then there's not the people there to do the service.
Yep.
And so one of the things is, too, is a house divided will fall. And I think the most important thing about running a good business is that you have a happy operation. And if you can get the people to believe that your common welfare comes first and the success of the galley depends on the galley's unity.
Yep. And so one of the things I've done now, and I've been literally, this is going on my fourth week, is I've had two meetings with the entire staff. So as we go through these transitional changes from the galley to Caesars, we keep them involved. We keep them involved with what we're doing, how we're going to do it, and why we're going to do it. So, and we also take their information or their input in about how we can, you know, better what we do, right? So I keep them involved, and I think they're very appreciative of that.
Right. What is that, Nick? A house divided will fall? Nick.
A house divided will fall.
Right. Could you say the same thing about a business, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Right. If you have a cancer, even though the guy's the, let's just say you have a waiter, that's the best waiter in the world, but yet he's a cancer where he's always in controversy and stuff. You know, I remember a guy wrote a book about salesmen. He said, fire your number one salesman. And everybody went, what? Yeah, because sometimes your number one salesman also will cause a lot of controversy, too. And that's fine. You know what I mean? It's hard to say. How could you do that? He was trying to make a point in the book that John Paul Getty said, give me 1% from 100 people versus 100% from one person.
Absolutely.
That was his famous quote. John Paul Getty was the oil guy, right?
It's all part of the experience. And I don't care if you're going to go out that week and get yourself a pizza, or if you're going out that week to get yourself a haircut. This may be the greatest occasion of your week. So have your people share that with your client, customer, whatever. You know, if you make it a place where they want to come to, enjoy themselves, treat them properly with a fair price, guess what? They'll be back next week.
Yep,
that's right. So that was the thing. So we got quality, we got consistency, and then we got quality of service. That's where I went with that.
Yes.
Right? That was the service part of it.
That's right.
Okay. So did I go too far with that? Okay.
No, you're good.
Okay. I'd never make it in the corporate world. They tell me to shut up. We got to go on break. Okay. So then, facts, don't you usually say you talk too much? You didn't say that this week. How come?
I didn't say that.
Okay, good. Well, I think it was a couple weeks back. You talk too much. And I said, I'm on a radio show.
Talk radio show.
Talk radio show. I was told I talk too much. That's pretty bad, huh? I love you, Ed. So what was four?
So the fourth one is the environment. It's you know.
We just, wow.
So the environment will you know, be my fourth pillar. It's, you know, because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is we're trying to give every customer that comes in a great customer experience. And we believe that those four pillars will help make sure that they're going to come back, because we gave them good food. It's consistency each time they come in. We give them good service, and we create another, you know, a nice environment for them. We're remodeling the interior. We're, you know, I'm 3/4 of the way of, you know, replacing tabletops, and I got floors sitting in my garage that we're going to be replacing, be painting the walls soon. So we're just going to give it a little bit of a refresh inside, and of course, I mentioned we're going to go after the outdoor dining permit with the City of Dunedin. So we'll get the outdoor dining going. We'll get the doggy friendly thing going. We're going to add a doggy menu for the doggies who come, and it's we do have the sports package for the NFL, so we can see any game anytime,
anywhere.
anywhere. No, at Caesars.
At Caesars. That's no, right. That's
no,
right.
That's right.
Any game, anytime, Caesars.
There you go. But it's just something I'm trying to build up. Even though it's a sports pub and pizzeria, I want to keep that family atmosphere. And I've got clientele who come in all the time, who are repeat customers already. I've got some clientele that stopped going to the galley for certain reasons that are coming back and saying, hey, we're here to try it out. We heard there's new owners. And it's great because we're keeping them. And we're not even where we want to be yet, right? Because we got work to do. We've only been here for less than a month, and so there's still work to be done to make sure that we get those four pillars 100% up and running.
Good. We're going to sing a song. All right. And not we, actually. What, do I got a mouse in my pocket? But we're going to rate. Well, we have no one to sing against you this week. But I have three. Nick, you there?
Yes.
I have three things that should be covered in a sale. I'm a salesman, right?
Yeah.
That's what I do for a living. I get a kick out of salesmen that tell you that they're not salesmen. I had a guy who was selling a product for a competitor of mine, and he was going around telling people he's not a salesman. I was like, okay.
Consultants.
A consultant.
A lot of fancy words, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm a salesman. But there's three things I want to cover in a sales presentation. Trust, value, and service. So I guess I got three pillars. And I try, like, mentally in my head, like, to say, trust, value, service. And I never thought about environment. But I don't know how I would get environment in there.
Well, I mean, we're a place you go.
Yeah.
So, you want to go to a place that, you don't have dirty floors and,
right.
and dirty, tables. And, so
I
we have to have that environment.
My self-image, too, is important because I believe, like right now, this is a press shirt, right? And I feel more confident when I put on a press shirt where I put on a wrinkled shirt. I know that sounds, so that could be environment to me. It's like when I dress better, right? And even though I'm not dressed good, but I dress for me better, I have more confidence. Is that true, Nick?
I think very much so.
And that goes with the haircut, too, right?
Yeah, sure. It makes you feel good.
It's the old saying, you look good, you feel good.
There you go.
Didn't know that. Did you coin that phrase?
No, that's an old saying.
You've heard that?
You look good, you feel good.
I've heard it. Time
me too.
Okay. All right, so we're going to have, do you want us to say Galley or Caesars?
So we're operating at Caesars Sports Pub and Pizzeria. I still got the Galley signs up until my new sign comes up next week.
Do you want to sponsor a song right now?
Sure.
It costs you two chicken wings.
Oh, that's a cheap song.
That's it. You know how I met John?
I was in a restaurant the other
day. Seriously?
No.
He had a gun.
I was in a restaurant the other day, and chicken wings aren't cheap anymore. Freaking dollar a piece.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because chicken wings are pretty expensive if you look at them at a supermarket, too. They're not cheap to buy.
They're not one of my favorite things.
They're mine.
Yeah.
Well, I like them.
Hey, Brian, food is your favorite thing. It doesn't have to be chicken wings.
I resemble that remark.
Yes, you do.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so now we're going to have John. Here's how I met you. Tell them how we met. You had a sign on the corner saying, I'll work for food.
That's right.
I'll sing for food.
I'll sing for food, and I made sure that I looked hungry.
So what would happen if I offer you two chicken wings to sing? Would you do it?
I'd sing anyway because I ate lunch.
But just say, that's right. That's another thing, guys, I believe. If you hear someone saying they love what they do, did you just hear his answer?
Yep.
I really believe this. It's like if I ever, can you hear the forcefulness of my voice? I really believe what I'm about to say. And you just hit it on the head, John. I would sing for free. Did you hear that answer?
Yep.
When you do something for the love, like in a football player, you can tell the guys that do it for the love of the game.
You know
what I'm saying? And you love what you do. Do you know, from a spirituality standpoint, there are two ways to get closer to God is to sing and dance. Sing and dance to the praises to God, to the Lord. And you do that. You sing. You don't dance, but you sing. And somehow that opens up a channel for the Spirit to come in. So you got it. God's blessed you. What song are we going to sing? And this is sponsored by Caesars Sports Bar. And
Pizzeria.
Pizzeria. What song do we have on the table?
I had a couple songs I was going to do, and probably the one more fitting is at number 7.
All right. And then, Jim, you out there?
In fact, pizza is mentioned in the song. I'll give you that clue.
Okay. And can you also put Caesar's name in it, the song? Can you remember to do that?
Right.
This song is being sponsored by Caesar's.
When the moon is your eye, like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine, like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitar and tell-all. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazzola, it's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream and you know you're not dreaming, it's in your arms. Excuse me, don't you see, back in old Napoli, that's a bore. That's the moraine.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's a moraine.
That's the moraine.
Bells will ring.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
And you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella. Vita Bella. Hearts will play.
Tick-a-tay, tick-a-tay,
tick-a-tay. Like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazzola,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream and you know you're not dreaming, senor, excuse me, don't you see, back in old Napoli, that's
amore, amore,
that's amore.
That's a nice.
Awesome, yeah.
Oh, thanks so much.
Well done, sir.
Well done.
I'd hope I can get this in. My buddy of mine, his name is Junior, and Junior was always the youngest of the bunch. Well, one day we got on a kick where we were going to talk about sea shanty songs. You know what a sea shanty song is? It's kind of like the... ho, ho, hell, and a bottle of rum. You know, so Junior's, we asked Junior, Junior, do you know
I wanted to ask Jim was, tell him what you said about the pizzeria. We might have a new number one.
Uh-oh.
That you had said this is the best pizza you've ever eaten.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is like, you can't pay for this. Nick, why aren't you here?
Too late. But
tell him what you said about the pizza and how you just ate the wings, the pizza.
Yeah,
and
just tell him
truthfully.
Right?
Yeah, you.
Like
truthfully honest what you said to me when I walked out there. It was unsolicited. And tell him what you said.
He walked out there and I said, that's probably the best pizza you've had in here. Now,
awesome.
I feel bad because I know you have other pizza guys, but yeah, it was fabulous. I've never been to Galley.
Yep.
My sister lives up in this area. I live in St. Pete, so
okay.
I don't go up here much. But.
Yeah, so, I mean, we inherited some great recipes. We, like I said before, we make our own dough. We make our own sauces.
You can tell that.
And it's fresh. It's mm-hmm. freshly made, and it's not run through a conveyor. It's cooked in a brick oven.
What I noticed was the, to me, was the crust. Yeah. Was like that's a huge thing for me.
Fresh dough. Yeah. Freshly made dough.
And I could tell you hand make your marinara. It's not.
Yep.
Doesn't taste the same as everything.
We make our marinaras. We make our pizza sauces from scratch.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Good deal.
Can you bring six pizzas next time? So I can take a couple home.
Sure.
That way I can take two or three home. All right. Your turn to interview me now.
Yeah. So I hear that you're selling your gym.
Yep.
Gym Hayes. And you're selling life insurance, correct?
Yeah, I basically do life insurance, annuities, yep. IULs, stuff like that.
Okay.
Financial professional, I try to be.
So tell me what that means. What exactly do you...
Basically, I mean, Brian is one of my clients. He's had some policies with us for quite a few years now, and I just got him another policy that it's called an IUL, which is an Index Universal Life. It gives you the benefit of a death benefit as well as retirement when you know, 20 years when he decides to retire.
So that means he can withdraw from it.
He can, yeah, he can either take loans off of it, he can take it all at once, he can take $10,000 a year for 10 years if he wants, whatever he wants to do, just a supplement. I mean, we all know Social Security is not going to, we're not going to survive on that.
Nope.
If it's even there.
If it's there.
When I get that age. So, you know, it helps with that essentially. Plus, you know, I've been in the business long enough to see what delivering a death benefit means to people.
Sure.
You know, it changes their life. We had a great story with my boss, actually, a lady, she had a term policy with us, which has living benefits. What that means is if you have a chronic, terminal, or critical illness, you can access up to 90% of your death benefit. So she got breast cancer.
Before death.
6 months after. Yeah, before death, exactly, which is huge because the old insurance was you had to die to use it.
Yeah.
The nice thing about this was that she got cancer with 6 months after she got the policy, breast cancer.
Wow.
He went and visited her, and she looked terrible. She was doing chemo and da-da-da. And he told her about, you know, the living benefits part of it, and he got to deliver a $90,000 check to her. He went and saw her 2 months later. She had gained weight. She had all her hair back. She looked fabulous. He didn't recognize her. And he's like, what do you attribute that to? And he said, or she said, I didn't have to worry about putting food on the table for my kids. She lived in a trailer, had three kids. She was struggling.
Yeah.
She didn't have to worry about any of that, and she had time to worry about healing.
Yeah, and that's great. Huge. I mean, even with health insurance, something like cancer, I know this firsthand. My wife had cancer 15 years ago.
And people understand that.
We went through that, and we know what a cost can get incurred when you go through something like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Anyways, I'll give you guys my phone number. Anybody out there that is interested in sitting down with me for 15, 20 minutes, it's 727-488-7905. I live in the St. Petersburg area. I've been born and raised in Florida all my life. I moved around a little bit with my dad, but I love this area. I'm not leaving, so I'm trying to get my name out there and be your financial professional, so to speak. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, no problem. And this guy, I mean.
Yeah, awesome. Singing, awesome.
Doing a YouTube awesome thing, song, right, man. I heard?
Yeah, you're doing some kind of reality show or something, right?
Yeah, it's Breaking Barriers.
Okay.
My lovely wife over here and I are the songwriters for the band.
Okay.
And it follows the lives and the the goings on of the group, where people that we're the thing about breaking barriers is that we're the age barrier,
right.
A little bit up there in age, styles. You know, we do all different styles of music.
Okay. And where can people go to see this reality?
Go to YouTube. And
okay, there you go. So it's a subscribe channel on YouTube.
Yes.
Breaking Barriers. Okay. Breaking Very barriers. Good. Nice. And great voice, by the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely. When's your wife gonna get up here and sing a song? Never. Never gonna happen.
She's gonna stay behind the camera.
I don't blame her. I can't sing. I do karaoke, but I'm not very good.
You don't want to see me sing karaoke or otherwise.
or hear you.
I'll clear out the restaurant in a heartbeat.
Exactly. So we fired Brian because he wasn't doing very good. So we took over just to let him know. He probably didn't hear that.
Yeah, he's out there eating all the pizza.
Exactly.
he's out eating pizza and chicken wings.
I told him it was the best I had. And now he just left and started eating it all.
Probably no, I appreciate that, and I'll tell you, I've heard that coming in. We tweak the some of the sauces that we do a little bit after I got there, and we're tweaking some of the quality of the foods.
Awesome.
We just want to bring a consistent, good quality food to our product and have people come in and have a great customer experience.
Now, is this your menu I'm looking at? This is what it's going to
be? Yeah, this is a menu I printed up, and I got the sleeves. I did my own menus, so I printed this up actually yesterday, the day before I worked on these, and the next thing I'm working on is the to-go takeout flyers, a little trifold flyers. because we do free delivery.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And believe it or not, I think this place is less than 5 miles from where we are. So we would deliver here for free.
Great menu, 4 pages long. People, if you got families, kids, whatever, there's something for everybody in there.
30 seconds Absolutely. Left. Everybody, give your information out one more time.
All right, Tim Caesar. I just took over the galley. Going to be Caesar's Sports Pub and Pizzeria, and located in Main Street in Dunedin.
Jim Hayes of Transamerica, 727-488-7905 for your life insurance needs.
I'm John Oswald of Breaking Barriers. See us on YouTube and number 727-505-1081.
And we'll see y'all next week.